This week we will be learning Chagiga Daf Yud Zayin. We left off at the Mishnah on the top of Yud Zayin Amar Aleph. Says the Mishnah, Bishamay Yomrim Mevi'in Shlamim Ve'in Somchna Alehen. So Bishamay's opinion is you are permitted to bring a carbon Shlamim on Yom Tov. That's a carbon that's eaten by us. It's not burned completely to Hashem. However, Ve'in Somchna Alehen. However, one is not permitted to lean on the carbon. As Rashi points out, we mentioned in the previous Gemara, there might be an issue of using an animal on Yom Tov, but it's not that the smicha goes away. Rashi says, simply one would do the smicha before Yontif, which really separates the timing between the smicha and the actual bringing of the karbon. But that's not a problem, because there's a machlokes whether one needs what Rashi calls tekef l'smicha shchita. Do the smicha, does the leaning on the karbon and the actual bringing of the karbon have to be juxtaposed or not? So Beis Hami holds not. And therefore, when it comes to Yom Tov, I can bring a shlamim because that's for me. I get to eat that. But I can't lean on it because I might be using an animal. So I can lean on it before Yom Tov starts. And then the next day, I'll bring the karbon. And the timing is not a problem. Avolo olos. But Beis Hami says, one cannot bring olos on Yom Tov. We know an ola is offered completely to Hashem. No human being consumes from it. And Rashi points out, the pasuk says, Hu levado yaseh lachem. So the word lachem means for you. So we darshin lachem velo legvoa. One can only bring a carbon on Yom Tov, according to Beis Shammai, if we are benefiting from it. But an ola, which is offered completely to Hashem, one would not be permitted to bring on Yom Tov. However, Ubeis Hillel Omrim, Beis Hillel holds, Mevi'in Shlamim Va'olos, V'somchna Alehem. Beis Hillel says, you can bring carbon Shlamim on Yom Tov, you can bring carbon Ola on Yom Tov, and you could even lean on it on Yom Tov. Next case, Atzera Shechalios Be'erev Shabbos. Let's say Shavuos falls out on a Friday. So Beis Shammai Omrim, Yom Tavuach Shelo Achra Shabbos. So according to Beis Shammai, who does not permit bringing, let's say, for example, an olas re'iyah, which is an ola, so when do you bring it? So Beis Shammai says, you bring it on Sunday. You can't bring it on Friday, because that's Yom Tov. You can't bring it the next day, because that's Shabbos. So you have to wait till Sunday, and that day will be the Yom Tavuach, the day that the Karban re'iyah, and Rashi points out, also the Karban Chagiga, are shechted. However, Beis Hillel Omrim, in Yom Tavuach Achra Shabbos, there is no Yom Tavuach Achra Shabbos, and the Gemara will explain what that means. Now, this is a very interesting opinion of Beis Shammai, because, at least according to Rashi, Beis Shammai holds that you have to push off bringing the Karban Chagiga until Sunday. I thought in the beginning of the Mishnah, we said there's a distinction between Shlamim and Olos. Isn't a Karban Chagiga a Karban Shlamim? So the Maharsha asked this question. So why, according to Rashi, is Beis Shammai saying, when Shavuos falls out on Friday, you push off the Karban Re'iyah, which makes sense because that's an Ola, and also you push off the Karban Chagiga. I thought Shlamim are permitted on Yom Tov. So the Maharsha answers that when the Mishnah says, Beis Shammai holds, you can bring a Shlamim on Yom Tov, it didn't mean all types of Shlamim. It meant a Shalmei Simcha. As we started the Masechta with, there are three Karbanos in Yom Tov. There's a Karban Ola, which is an Olas Re'iyah. There's a Karban Chagiga, which is a Shlamim. And there's also a Karban Simcha, a Shalmei Simcha. So the Maharsha says, only a Shalmei Simcha can be brought on Yom Tov, because that's really Lachem. That's for your own enjoyment. The Chagiga, although it is a Karban Shlamim, but it says v'chagosem oso chag l'Hashem. The Chagiga is really meant to gladden Hashem. So Rav Yashiv asks, but how is that an answer? At the end of the day, the Chagiga is a shlamim. We get to eat it. So why is that considered for Hashem? So Rav Yashiv answers, by the Shalmei Simcha, and we've spoken about this in the past, that the ikr, the main function, is simply to eat the meat. And that's why, technically, you don't even need to shecht a Shalmei Simcha on Yom Tov. If one has meat already prepared, you can eat that. That's very lachem. That's for you. The Shalmei Chagiga, the point, purpose of it is the hakrava. It's the bringing of the carbon to Hashem. So although, yes, we get to consume it, in that way it's lachem, but it's more geared towards gladdening Hashem. And that explains, Rav Yashiv says, why Rashi says that Beis Shammai would hold that when Shavuos falls out on Friday, one has to push off not only the Olas Re'iyah until Sunday, but also the Shalmei Chagiga, whereas the Shalmei Simcha, one can bring and eat on Yativ itself. Says the Mishnah, Umodim, Beis Shammai Beis Hillel would agree, Shem Chalal Yos B'Shabbos, if Shavuos fell out on Shabbos, Sheyom Tevuach Achra Shabbos. Because even Beis Hillel agrees, one cannot bring these types of karbanos on Shabbos. So according to Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, the day you bring the karban would be on Sunday. Says the Gemara, in a case where the Yom Tavuach is going to be on Sunday, Ein Kohen Gadol Mislabish Bekelov. The Kohen Gadol should not wear his garments. Now what garments are we talking about? So Rashi says, this refers to his Big Day Yom Tov. He doesn't wear a suit. He doesn't wear a tie. He should wear normal weekday business casual. Why? Oh, and Tosfos argues and says this actually refers to Big Day Kahuna. Umutarim behespidu b'tainis. And on the Yom Tavuach, says the Mishnah, one can eulogize, one can fast. Why? Shalol kayim divrei ha'omrim atzeres achra Shabbos. So the issue here is there was a group of individuals called the Tzedukim. The Tzedukim were Jewish people who viewed themselves as religious, but they only believed in the written Torah, the Torah Shebichsav, and also only the literal translation of the Torah. They didn't believe in the Torah Sheval Peh, the Gemara coming and explaining and commenting, clarifying what the Torah Shebichsav meant. So one perfect example of that is that when it refers to starting to count Sfiras HaOmer, the Torah says, we start counting, Mimacharas HaShabbos, from the day after Shabbos. Now, Chazal taught us that sometimes Yom Tov can be referred to as Shabbos. In that particular context, Mimacharas HaShabbos means the day after the first day of Pesach. And as we know, we start counting Sfiras HaOmer on the second day of Pesach. However, the Tzedukim held, or they felt, literally it means Sunday, the day after Shabbos. Now, if Sfiras HaOmer starts on a Sunday, and it's 49 complete days, Shavuos will be on a Sunday as well. So in a year where Shavuos falls out on a Friday, or even a Shabbos, and the Yom Tavuach is pushed off to Sunday, if the Kohanim start wearing nice clothing, either the Big Day Kahuna or their Big Day Yom Tov, if they start prohibiting eulogies and fasting, all of a sudden the Tzedukim are going to feel validated. They're going to say, oh wow, this must be Shavuos today, because we hold Shavuos has to be on a Sunday. So to get around, to not give credence to the opinion of the Tzedukim on a year where Shavuos was on a Friday or Shabbos, and therefore the day of the Shechting of the Karban would be on Sunday, they made sure to do everything they can not to give the impression that it's Yom Tov. Even though, technically, on a Yom Tavuach, when they're Shechting Karbanos, one normally would wear Big Day Yontif, and one normally would prohibit eulogizing and fasting. But in order so that the Tzedukim should not feel gladdened, should not feel validated, in those particular years, the Kohanim would wear regular clothing, they would permit eulogies, they would permit fasting. Okay, interesting, Tosos points out that David HaMelech died on Shavuos, and they actually brought the Karbanos the next day, because they couldn't bring the korban on Shavuos, because they were oninin. Meaning they all, when the Gadol Hador dies, everyone is considered to be an avelus, and they hadn't buried him yet, so they couldn't bring a korban when they were an onin. So, Toso says, you see from there, that there's a concept of tashlumin for Shavuos, that if you can't bring the korban on Shavuos, you can bring it later. So, Tosos himself asks, but we have other Maimer Chazal tell us that David HaMelech died on Shabbos. So why is it specifically because David HaMelech died on Shavuos that they couldn't bring the Karban? It was because David HaMelech died on Shabbos that they couldn't bring the Karban. In fact, the Zohar says, David HaMelech, Moshe Rabbeinu, and Yosef HaTzadik all died by Mincha on Shabbos. So if David really died in Mincha on Shabbos, or if it was really Mincha of just Shavuos, so then why hadn't they brought the Karbanos yet? They could have brought the Karbanos in the morning if David only died in the afternoon. It sounds like really David died on Shabbos. I mean, it could have been a year where Shavuos was Shabbos. Also, another question you could ask is that, how did the Jews bring the korban the next day? Wouldn't they have to participate in David's funeral and be metameh to him on Sunday, and then, or the day after Shavuos, and then have to wait 7 days to become tahor? So the Mishnah HaMelech answers that when we say mimacharas, it doesn't mean the day after Shavuos. It actually could mean 7 days after Shavuos. As we'll see in the Gemara, that there are actually 7 days of tashlumin, of makeups for Shavuos. Interesting about David HaMelech and exactly when he died, that's just a note to look in the Tosfos Devar HaMaskil Afatzeres towards the wide lines in the bottom. Okay, says the Gemara, Amar Blazer Amar Boshia, Minayin Latzer Sheish LaTashlumin Kol Shiva. So what our entire daf is essentially going to focus on is the fact that there are these makeup days, that if Shavuos has passed and one has not brought the proper korbanos, one was supposed to bring on Shavuos, he has 7 days, even though the holiday of Shavuos is only one day, he will have 7 days to make up for those korbanos, and we're going to go through different sources of how we know that. So the first explanation of the source of how we know Shavuos, the makeup days, are seven, is Shenemar, because we have a pasuk that says, B'chag HaMatzos, B'chag HaShavuos, B'chag HaSukos. It connects all three of the regalim, and therefore, says the Gemara, Makish Chag HaShavuos L'chag HaMatzos. It compares the Chag of Shavuos to the Chag of Pesach. Ma Chag HaMatzos Yishlat HaShlumin Kol Shiva. As we know from previous Dapan in this Masechta, the holiday of Pesach has 7 days of Tashlumin. Meaning, if I didn't bring a korban on day one, I have the entire 7 days of the holiday to bring it. Av Chag HaShavuos Yishlat HaShlumin Kol Shiva. Why else would it put Shavuos next to Pesach, if not to tell me that just like Pesach has a 7 day makeup period, aka the whole holiday, so to Shavuos, after the holiday, there's a 7 day makeup period. Says the Gemara, hold on 1 second, but there was also Chag HaSukos in that pasuk. The Ema Makish Chag HaSukos, why are we only comparing Shavuos to Pesach? Why not alternatively compare Pesach to Sukkos? Ma Chag HaSukos Yishlat HaShlumin Kol Shmona. Sukkos has 8 days that you have to make up for the korbanos. Av Chag HaShavuos Yishlat HaShlumin Kol Shmona. So why don't we say that just like Sukkos has 8 days of makeup, so too Shavuos has 8 days of makeup, not seven. The Gemara answers, Shmini Regel Pnei Atzmohu. Okay, but the eighth day of Sukkos is really Shmini Atzeres, which is an independent holiday. So when you're comparing it to Sukkos, it kind of also only has 7 days of the holiday itself. The eighth day is a separate holiday. So the Gemara pushes back on that. The Gemara says, we don't say Shmini Atzeres is its own holiday in all senses. Emor da amri Shmini Regel Pnei Atzmohu. When do we say Shmini Atzeres is its own holiday? Honey mili le'in pazar kashav. Only for 6 specific halachos. And Rashi delineates them. Pious, the lottery, zman, shechiyanu, regel, different insertions in davening, karban, different karbanos, shir, a different shir shel yom, and bracha, different bracha that we also mentioned, different karban. And Rashi goes through each of these 6. But bottom line is, aval eni tashlumin, tashlumin derishonu. When it comes to making up for the holiday, if one didn't bring his karbanos on the first day of Sukkos, and then he brings them on the 8th day of Sukkos, otherwise known as Shmini Atzeres, that would be a makeup for the holiday of Sukkos. So you see that with respect to Tashlumin, Shmini Atzeres is in fact not a separate holiday. Ditznan, we had a Mishnah earlier on Daf Tes, which says, Mishlo Chag Biyom Tarishon Shel Chag, if one didn't bring his karbanos on the first day of Sukkos, Chogiges Kol HaRegel, V'yom Tov HaAcharon. One can even make up for it on Shmini Atzeres. So we're left with a question. The pasuk mentioned Shavuos, and it also mentioned 2 of its neighbors. On the right-hand side was Chag HaMatzos, on the left-hand side was Chag HaSukos, and each of them would dictate different numbers for the makeup. If you compare Shavuos to Pesach, it would be 7 days of makeup. If you compare it to Sukkos, it would be 8 days of makeup. So what are we supposed to do? So the Gemara answers, Tafasta merubal tafasta, Tafasta muat, tafasta. Sometimes, if we don't have any other indication of which number to choose, we'll choose the lower number, and therefore, we don't know whether the makeup days for Shavuos should be 7 like Pesach, or 8 like Sukkot. We'll choose 7 like Pesach, because when we're trying to choose a number, we choose the lower number. What's the logic of this concept? So Tosos points out, and Rashi points out as well, that Bichlal Masayim Mana, that within the larger number is contained the smaller number. So for example, if 7 is right, and we chose 7, then that's great. We chose correctly. If 8 is correct, and we chose 7, so at least we did 7 of the 8 days that we were supposed to, at least that number is within the larger number. We didn't go over, like the Price is Right. But if you say the opposite, let's say we choose 8. So if it's actually 8, great. But if it's 7, we went above. And therefore, it's playing it safe, tafasta meruba lo tafasta, and therefore, lemaskana, in conclusion, we compare the holiday of Shavuos' makeup days to Pesach, the lower number, which is 7, and therefore, that's how we know, that's the source, that Shavuos has 7 days to make up the karbanos if you miss them. Says the Gemara, if that's the case, lemay hilchus akasvir achmar lo chagasukos, so then why is chagasukos even mentioned in that pasuk, if we're not comparing Shavuos to it? So the Gemara answers, La kushe chagab lechagam matzos, to compare Sukkot to Pesach. Why? Ma chagam matzos ta'un lina. Just like Pesach requires staying over, staying the night after Yontif, af chagasukos ta'un lina, so too Sukkot requires that staying over after Yontif. V'hasami no'an, and how do I know that Pesach itself requires staying over, staying the night? Dichsiv, up to Yudzayin Amabiz, Upanisa Baboker, Ve'lachta Lo Olecha, got up in the morning, and only then he went on his way. So it's very clear that he stayed overnight. Now, exactly when on Yontif is this person leaving? So Rashi says, we're talking about after the first day, or first days of Yontif, which is, you're essentially leaving right after Yontif on Chol Moed. Because on Yontif, why can't you leave on Yontif? Says Rashi, there's an Isser Tchumen. On Yontif, while there might not be an Isser of Hotzah, of carrying, there is an Isser of walking a certain distance beyond your Tchum, beyond your house or beyond your city. And therefore, one would not be able to travel all the way back to his house on Yontif itself. So you wait until after Yontif, until Chol Moed. Tosfos has many questions on this, but at the very end, Tosfos points out, there really are two different dinim over here when it comes to lina, when it comes to staying over, because there are many other sources that indicate that one is actually leaving after the entire yontif. So it sounds like there's one din of lina, of staying over, which specifically relates to the karbanos. One brings the karbanos on the first day of yontif, and therefore once those karbanos are done, so you can't leave on yontif because of tchumen, so you wait until motzei yontif, until chol moed, and then technically you can leave. However, there's also another din of lina, of staying over, which applies to the whole holiday. We should be with Hashem in Yerushalayim in the Beis HaMikdash for the entire regel, and then motzei yontif after the second day, after the second days, after the seventh or eighth day of yontif, then we leave. That's a second din of yomto, of lina, that relates more to the yontif than it does to the karbon. Okay, says the Gemara, Tnan atzera shechalios be'er Shabbos, if Shavuos falls on Friday, Bishami Omrim Yom Tevuach Achra Shabbos, the day you shech the karbanos is Sunday, Biso Omrim, Ein lo Yom Tevuach, there is no Yom Tevuach. So the Gemara says, Maila Ein lo Yom Tevuach Klal? Does that mean that you don't shech any karbanos that year? Lo, She'ina Tzricha Yom Tevuach. No, Beis Hillel told us that if Shavuos falls on Friday, you can shech and bring all the karbanos on Friday itself. It's only Shabbos you can't bring them. So when it comes to Sunday, Beis Hillel says, I don't need a Yom Tavuach. I shechted all my karbanos on Shavuos itself. So the Gemara says, Umay kamash malon. This whole case that the Mishnah generates of the Shavuos falling out on Friday and a Yom Tavuach on Sunday, why are we bringing up that case? Demakriven biyome? Just to teach me that Beis Shammai holds you can't bring certain karbanos on Yontif and Beis Hillel holds you can? Ha'iflagu b'chad zimna. Wasn't that the opening line of our Mishnah? Ditznan, Beishamay Omrim, Mevian Shlomim, Vein Somchan Alayan, Avala Olos. Beishamay Sarin Yantif, you can bring Shlomim, don't lean on it, you can't bring Olos. Beishamay Omrim, Mevian Shlomim, Va Olos, Somchan Alayan. You can bring everything and lean on everything. So, the case of Shavuos falling out on Friday seems to be just another example, a ramification of their opinions that we already stated in the Mishnah, in the first line, which is Beishamay says, you can't bring certain Kabbalah Yantif. And Beis Hillel says, you can. Okay, when Shavuos falls out on Friday, that's going to be a nafkamina, practical difference, where they're going to hold different things. But why do you have to bring up that case? I can think of a lot of cases where they would differ. Says the Gemara, Tzricha. I need both cases. Di Ashminan Baha. If I only had the first line of the Mishnah that they argue about a general case of when Yantif falls out on, let's say, a Tuesday, then I would think, you know why Beis Shammai says I can't bring an Ola on Yom Tov that falls on Tuesday? Mishum de'efshir l'machar. Because he feels very strongly about Lachem, about not bringing certain Karbaras and Yantif. And guess what? You can bring it on Wednesday. Not the biggest deal. Aval, but, beha, on the case where Shavuos falls out on Friday, and now you're going to have to delay 2 days until bringing the Karbanos, Eima modula Beis Hillel. He might agree, you know what? Just shacht on Friday. Rashi points out, we're nervous, mitoch sha'ata misya'ish mehen. 2 days is much longer than one. Balif shoa, shota krivim od. A person's gonna feel negligent, and that he's not gonna want to bring them anymore, or he's gonna forget to bring them, because it's been so long since he had the mandate to bring the karbanos. V'yashmin baha, if I only had the case of Shavuos falling out on Friday, Baha Kamri Beis Hillel, Mishum Dol Efshel Machar. You know why Beis Hillel was so strict? Or not strict, I guess you're lenient, in the fact that he allowed you to bring the Karbanos on Friday. That's because the alternative was waiting 2 days. You couldn't bring them the next day on Shabbos, and maybe that's why Beis Hillel allowed you to bring the Karbanos on Friday. Aval Baha, but in a regular case where Yom Tov falls out on Tuesday, and you could perhaps bring them on Wednesday, Ema modu lebeis shamai. Maybe Beis Hillel would agree that we should not bring the olos on Yontif, rather wait till Wednesday. And therefore, tzricha, I need both cases in the Mishnah to teach me the strength of each of the opinions of Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai. Okay, so we've essentially proved that there's a 7-day makeup period for the holiday of Shavuos, but the Gemara is going to question that. Toshma, Mishlo Chag, Shivas Yimei HaPesach, Ushmoras Yimei HaChag, V'yom Tov Shel Atzeres. If a person hasn't brought a karban for the duration of the 7 days of Pesach, or the 8 days of Sukkot, or the holiday of Shavuos, Shuv Eino Chogeg, you lost your chance. So my love, Yom Tov Shel Atzeres. It sounds like you have no makeup days. It sounds like once the holiday of Shavuos itself passes, you're out. Says the Gemara, lo, Yom Tavuach. It doesn't mean Yom Tov Shel Atzeres, the actual holiday. It means once the Yom Tavuach has passed, once the day after Yontif has passed, then you've lost your chance. So the Gemara says, well, ihaki, if that's the case, nifshot mina dechad Yom Tavuach. Well, wouldn't that only teach us that there's only one day of makeup? If once the day after Shavuos passes, the Yom Tavuach, then I lost my chance, well, that would teach me there's only one day of makeup for Shavuos, but I thought we said there are 7 days of makeup. We compare it to Chag HaPesach. So the Gemara answers, Ema Yimei Tavuach. No, what we mean is, after the days of Tavuach have passed, the multiple days, the 7 days, after all 7 days after Shavuos have passed, that you had the opportunity to do makeup, and you didn't, now you really lost your chance. So therefore, this doesn't disprove the opinion we've been studying until now, which is essentially that there's a 7-day makeup period on Shavuos, just like there is by Pesach. Okay, next attempted proof, or disproof. Toshima, Tatayin Rabba Bar Shmuel, Amr Torah Mona Yamim V'Kidesh Chodesh. The Torah tells us to count days, count 30 days in a month, and then you're Makadish Techodesh, then you have Rosh Chodesh. Similarly, Mona Yamim V'Kidesh Atzeres. We count 50 days of Sfiras HaOmer, 49, up to the 50th day of Sfiras HaOmer, and then we're Mekadesh Shavuos. So we link these in a parallel in that they both have the format, the structure of counting days until reaching the final goal. And therefore, Mach Chodesh Lenuyav, just like when it comes to Rosh Chodesh, a component of Rosh Chodesh is in the quantity of one singular day. Af Atzeres Limnuyeha. Since we count individual days, we should also establish that its Kedusha, or any opportunity to do a makeup for the Kedusha, should be in the same quantity as the quantity in which we count Tishvuas, which is in the singular days. And therefore, my love, Gamar Michodesh, Ma Chodesh Yom Echad, Af Atzeres Yom Echad. Again, trying to disprove this whole 7-day makeup period, and attempting to prove there's really only a 1-day makeup period for Shavuos. Just like Rosh Chodesh, you have 1-day increments that make up Rosh Chodesh, so too you have 50 days that make up or lead up to Shavuos, and therefore perhaps, based on this comparison, the makeup days for Shavuos should only be 1 day. Amar Rava, V'tizbara, does this make any sense? Atu atzeres yomi maninan, shivui lo maninan? You're making it sound like we only count days to get to Shavuos. We don't count weeks? What do you mean? V'amar Abaye, we have a very well-known Gemara in Rosh Hashanah and Menachos, which teaches us mitzvah lemimne yome. We actually have a dual obligation during Sefiras HaOmer. We have an obligation to count days, because it says in the Torah, Tisbru Chamishim Yom, count 50 days. However, we also have a mitzvah, Limnei Shavuei, to count weeks, Dichsiv Shiva Shavuos Tisparlach, count 7 weeks. Va'od, and also, Chag Shavuos Ksiv. What's the holiday called? It's not called Yomim, days, it's called a holiday of weeks. And based on that, the comparison to Rosh Chodesh is faulty because Shavuos has the added component of 7-day increments. And therefore, that proof's also rejected. And therefore, the Gemara simply, at this point, is happy, is satisfied with the opinion we started with in the Gemara in Amud Aleph, which is the opinion of Rabbi Elazar Amar Rabbi Ushia, which is the source of the 7-day makeup period. For Shavuos is derived from the holiday of Pesach. Just like Pesach has 7 days, the entire holiday, to make up for the Karban you missed, so too Shavuos has a 7-day makeup period. But now we're going to quote an alternate explanation, opinion, as to the source of a 7-day makeup period for Shavuos. Debei Rav Elazar ben Yaakov Tana, a second opinion. Amar Kra Ukrasem. One pasuk says Ukrasem. You should call out on that day of Shavuos. Mikra Kodesh, it's a holy day. And then in the very next pasuk it says, Ubekutzrachem, you're harvesting. So when it says Ukrasem, Batsim Yom HaZeh, Mikra Kodesh, the pasuk doesn't state which holiday it's referring to. But in the very next pasuk it says that you're harvesting. So it needs to be a holiday on which you're harvesting. It says the Gemara, Ezeu Chag Shetah Kore V'Kotzer, when are you reading and you're also harvesting? Havayomer Zechagatzeres, Shavuos is in the harvest season. However, the problem is, says the Gemara, Amos. Well, when exactly are you harvesting? Which is one of the Malachos, which is Aser on Yontif as well. Ilim Yom Tov, if we're talking about harvesting on Yom Tov itself, Kitsira B'Yom Tov Mishari, it's not permitted to harvest on Yontif itself. Elolav letashlumin. It must be when the Torah refers to Mikra Kodesh, to holy days that you're harvesting, it must be referring to the 7-day period after Shavuos. So therefore, it must be for tashlumin. And that's the source that there's a 7-day tashlumin period after Shavuos. Even though we start off the Gemara in Amud Aleph with quoting an opinion of Rabbi Elazar Amar Rabbi Ushia that the source of the 7-day makeup period is comparison to Pesach, we still need the second opinion of Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov that the source is this reference to Ketzira being on Mikra Kodesh, harvesting by Shavuos, but it can't be on Yontif itself, so it has to be afterwards, but we still call Kodesh. It must be there's tashlumin on those days. Why do we need both? Says the Gemara, if I only had the first opinion that the connection is to Pesach, Havamin, I would have thought, the 7-day mikkah period for Pesach is the entire holiday of Pesach itself. In which case, all those 7 days, there's also an iser to do malacha. Now, we spoke about that on Chol Moed, that might be relaxed for a certain Davar HaAvid, but in general, all 7 days of Pesach, there's a blatant iser of malacha, and therefore, one would have thought that maybe even though Shavuos is over, the whole week after Shavuos, maybe I can't do malacha, if I'm really comparing it to Pesach. Therefore, kamash malon, the Rav Elazar ben Yaakov. Therefore, I need the second opinion to tell me that's not the case. The days after Shavuos are regular weekdays. V'im, Rav Elazar ben Yaakov, if I only had the second opinion of Rav Elazar ben Yaakov, that the comparison is simply to the word Kitzira and Mikra Kodesh, up to Yud Ches Amud Aleph, Loyadana Kama. Well, it doesn't really specify a number 7. It just says, Ukrasem, on a certain time period, that they are Mikra Kodesh, but it doesn't say how many days are Mikra Kodesh. So I wouldn't know exactly 7. Therefore, Kamash Malan, Derb Elazar, Amrab Oshia. Therefore, we need the first opinion to combine, to join with the second opinion to teach me. We also compare to Pesach. Just like Pesach has a 7-day makeup period, so too Shavuos has a 7-day makeup period. And therefore, the first opinion and the second opinion really work in concert. We'll stop here.